Hello?
You guys, stop.
Is it Mom O'Clock yet? I am going crazy.
Heck yeah. It's Mom O'Clock somewhere.
Okay, we are talking about hills we will die on.
I die on so many hills, Scott.
You do, and you're so dramatic about the hills you die on.
I die on them.
You're like, I stand 10 toes down on this. No.
Okay, first of all, you didn't have to go that deep with your voice. That's one. Did I say welcome back? Because welcome back to our deep voice segment.
I do have a deep voice.
I have a deeper voice.
I cannot stand my voice. I cannot believe we have a podcast with my voice. It is so bad.
I love my voice.
We know. No, I truly like cringe over mine.
I don't like hearing my voice, but I do love it.
I don't know. Okay. Before you were a mom, we have all these parenting rules that we thought that we would have. And we've talked about them before. But every mom has those parenting hills that they will absolutely not budge on. Some are about safety. Some are about boundaries. And some make absolutely no sense at all. But we will stand 10 toes down on them.
I die on hills. I die on so many hills.
So today we're talking about the parenting hills we will die on, the rules we will refuse to break, the things we secretly judge other parents for, and the ones Dom and I might disagree on. So let's get into it.
What hill will you absolutely die on?
So when I was a first-time mom, I was like so concerned about like milestones, like my kid reaching the milestone.
Yeah.
And now,
like as, development?
Yeah, like okay. Development, anything really, like development phases. And now, as a third time mom, I will die on the hill of my kid will do what they need to do at their right time. Like, I'm not going to compare myself, milestones, like at the doctor's office, like, oh, your kid's not smiling, your kid's not crawling, your kid's not walking. Like, you have to check all these boxes, like, with potty training, like if they're not potty trained by 3 years old, or like getting rid of a binky at whatever age.
It's a good mom.
Like I will die on the hill of now as a more seasoned mother. Mm-hmm. Like my kid will do what they need to do at their right time, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to force them.
That's a good mom.
I will give them tools to help them and support them in whatever phase I'm trying to get to, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to make a timeline of like, you have to do this at a certain amount of months, years, whenever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stand on that hill.
That's a good hill to die on.
Mm-hmm.
A hill that I die on.
Yeah.
Is I die on multiple.
Yes.
I die on a lot of hills.
Yes.
But one hill that's like popping up to me, I don't know if it's like my most aggressive one,
mm-hmm.
but I am now,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's going to get even more, I'm going to die even quicker yes. on this hill.
Yes.
I think schedules
mm-hmm.
change and die out and nothing is ever the same as what it was. So I used to die on a different hill
mm-hmm.
in regard to his schedule. Like, right. he needs to go to bed at this time. And I still die on the hill. Like, if he doesn't, it's going to.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm dying on the hill of the fact that you can do whatever you want at 2 months old.
It's going to change.
But at 2 years.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Well, that's kind of like what I said because
it's exactly what you say. So maybe I should pick a different hill.
No, but I didn't talk about that side of it because like you could sleep train the shit out of your 4 month old, and you can have them down, cry it out, do whatever you can, and then they turn.
Remember, Gio used to sleep through the night like
yeah.
2 months.
Oh, he was.
He
was an amazing sleeper.
Yeah.
And then they turn 2, fucking
in my bed.
Shit goes out the window.
Out the window. So I'm dying on the hill that I'm not going to die on the hill of.
You're just gonna be like more like. But it's hard, though, because when you're in the moment of, let's just pick, for example, sleep training, okay? So, like, you have this newborn baby, and you really want them to sleep.
Yeah.
Let's just say at 4 months old, like, you want to do the damn
thing. Train.
You want to sleep train. So, like, in that moment, like, you're going to die on the hill of, I am going to commit to sleep training in whatever way you want to do it. Like, I did cry it out, and it was awful. And, like, looking back now, it's like, why did I do that? My kids don't fucking sleep now.
They don't sleep now. They wake up early. They're in your bed. They're in different yeah. cribs,
but like,
beds.
But it's easy to say that. Like, in the moment, you want them to sleep. So
totally,
because
that's
that.
Your moment.
Right.
But, like, I'm dying on the hill. Another hill I'm going to die on, though, mm-hmm. shoes in the house.
Okay.
No shoes in the house.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not, like, take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in my house and you cut, it's like, my dad walks in my house, but walks in my house with his shoes on. Like,
yeah,
no
but it'll
deal.
Be, like, it's, like, your house rule.
Like, it's my house
yeah.
rule. If you're, like, coming in and
yeah.
you're, like, staying,
you're
take
taking
your shoes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dying on the hill.
Yeah. I
dying, rolling down dead.
My kids are
falling
so
to the ground. I'm still gonna be dead.
Yeah, my kids are funny. Like, you would probably think we're a shoe house, but we're actually not shoe house. And if you step on the rug in the living room with your shoes,
they yelled at me.
The police.
I stepped on your rug.
My kids are police about it because I yell at them for it, even though the rug is disgusting.
I mean, my rug and my couch is disgusting, so bad. I don't even wear shoes in my house.
Yeah,
but like, think about all the things that fall on the ground. Even when you have a infant and they're crawling.
Oh yeah.
Or a newborn, not a newborn, infant.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you really look it up and go into a deep dive on shoes in the house, disgusting. It's disgusting.
Oh yeah, because you could step in shit and
walk in the house,
puke and anything outside.
Yeah.
Another hill I will die on. I thought that I wouldn't be this way, but I 100% am. You know the parents that are like, this is what's for dinner. I made dinner. This is what's for dinner. That's it. I am dying on the hill of, if my kids say they're hungry, like, I will make a second dinner. Like, we will be having cereal at 7:30 at night.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even grow up like that.
I didn't either. But, like, a lot of parents are like, I will die on the hill of, this is what I'm making for dinner, and that's that. If you don't eat it, you don't eat.
No.
But I won't.
My kid wants – I mean, let me tell you what my kid ate yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He had an orange for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he ate the yogurt. Probably didn't. He had a lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
He had pretzels, everything – seasoning pretzels,
Rocco's.
He had a piece of toast and two bananas.
Is he on Ozempic?
That was his day. Like, do your kids eat more than that?
No.
That is weird, right?
I think Rocco
should I be concerned?
Skittles. Well, we went to the movies, so he had popcorn.
Like, do your kids get up and eat breakfast?
I mean, Joey and Vienna will, but Rocco's a terrible eater. They eat when they want to eat. It's so annoying.
It's annoying, though, because, like, you can't help but think something's wrong.
I know.
Anyway, dying on another hill.
What about this hill?
Do you die on the hill of getting out of the house is better than staying in the house?
Yes.
You do die on that hill. I have recently,
since I have 3 kids home all day long, no camps, I know. I did it to myself.
Pretzels?
It is so much easier. It's hard. But it is easier for them to make a mess, do something, be out, and do something, and not stay home all day long.
But not easier on you.
No, in a sense, it is easier on me. I mean, getting them out and into the car, like, I would rather, like, go to a diner and go to a play place than stay home all day long. Even though it is hard to get all 3 in, buckle them, do the damn thing. But if you stay home all day long with my little monsters.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
It's hard. I mean, I do it all the time, but, like, I think I'd
rather you die on the hill of leaving.
I'd rather leave. Yes.
I'm not dying yet. I'm like still. Yeah.
No, I could see staying home is way easier if you have one kid.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because like you could still
play in the house.
Do things. Yeah. What about this hill?
Oh my God, different hill.
My kid never has to hug or kiss anyone. Like you're not, are you dying on that hill?
No, you go
you
say
have
hello.
To. So a lot of parents are like, that's a thing.
Yeah, I hate that hill.
They don't, you don't have to hug Aunt Tony. Aunt Tony.
Uncle Tony. I grew up where you have to go say hello, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. I hate Italians. I'm just going to say one thing.
You are not like that. You don't.
No.
Being in this Italian family, you have to.
Yes, but I have to say, I do have to say, I love an Irish goodbye. Like, I do not want to go around and hug everyone.
See, I can't do that.
I just don't.
I don't think I've ever Irish goodbye to my life.
Oh, I will.
And my husband especially, sure as shit has not.
Especially having kids. Like, I'm just like, oh, I got too much going on. Bye, everyone. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta
well,
go bye.
Irish goodbye is not saying anything to anybody. Irish goodbye is not doing.
Oh, just like. Oh, well, I'll do
that. They say that's an Irish goodbye,
know,
but, like, Irish goodbye is literally, like just walking out. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll do the mwah, mwah from afar.
Yeah, I've done that.
Because it's just so hard to go up to everyone, kiss everyone, say bye, bye, bye.
You know what it is? Nona, you have to say bye to
yes,
Nona.
Yes, 100%.
Your mother-in-law, your mom.
Yes, The people that are the hosters or, like, the people that are important or the old folks that are there.
Old folks.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a hill I die on.
Yeah. Okay, what about...
tell me what other hills...
How about needing to know where your kids are and who they are with at all times?
Oh, yeah. He'll die.
I will die on that.
Dying.
I went to the movies the other day, and I brought my the kids I used to babysit, who was my flower
you
girl.
You had 5 kids?
Yes.
No parent. Another parent.
No, I went with I brought five kids, and then my neighbors met us there too. So two other kids, but I had.
What are the parents?
My neighbor had her two kids, and then I had five.
Okay.
But they're older. They're 14 and.
Oh, okay.
They're 14 and 16. But so Joey had to go to the bathroom, right? And Natalie, she's 16. She was like, "I'll take him," and I was like, sweating in my seat, like, do I trust a 16-year-old to take my 5-year-old to a bathroom?
You were getting nervous? You're like, I don't even think. Like, you know her,
like,
well.
No. Obviously, I trust her, but, like, she's still 16. Like, she's a baby herself. Like, something could happen to her.
Right.
Like, I was responsible of her and my son.
Right.
And they were both going to the bathroom, and I couldn't see them. So I was like.
She took him to the girls' bathroom.
Right. Well, I said, Nat, make sure you take her. Because I didn't know if she knew. So, but she did. They were fine.
Bathroom.
Yeah. And my mom's probably going to yell at me for letting that happen.
Literally.
But like certain things like that, like, you have to think about. But I will die on the hill of, like, if I can know, I want to know where my kids are and who they're with at all times.
Yeah, totally. I'm bad at that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's fine.
You're like, yeah, he's fine. But it's hard.
It is hard.
Okay.
Wait, what about the hill of, I just thought about it. I think I wrote it down. The biggest hill,
mm-hmm.
screen time.
Oh.
I used to die on the hill of
no
my kids not, I will do screen time, but it's mm-hmm. under my radar.
Right.
Now TV goes on in the morning and it stays on all day.
Yeah. I mean, obviously everyone knows.
So I'm on the hill of.
Bring me a screen or I will die.
or literally bring me a screen or I will die.
I have to say, my kids, I don't really monitor their actual screen time, but, like, if there's an opportunity for them to play outside or do something, like, they'd rather do that.
Oh,
like, they
yeah,
don't
totally.
Just sit
Geo
on their screens.
Yeah. So, he doesn't have an iPad, so it's, like, really just a TV that's, like, on in
right.
the background.
No, we have iPads, but, like, they're still fine with, like, doing other things, so
yeah.
I don't really.
No, you don't. That's what I always said. Like, if my kid is still.
And they're not scrolling TikTok.
They're not scrolling TikTok.
What about the hill of you don't have to share everything? So let's say.
You do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an example of a kid at the town pool brought toys to the pool, right? And they had this one specific toy, like, they loved it so much, and, like, they put it down for a second, and another kid grabbed it, and the mom was, like, trying to navigate, like, her kid having a tantrum, but, like, also trying to teach sharing. Because, like,
that's so hard.
Kids do not share under 3 years
they
old.
Don't.
It
they
is
don't.
So hard
no, they
for
really don't.
Kids to share.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because I was just, like, observing this mother. And the funny thing about the story was she had
nervous. I am, like, cried out. Give it to the other kid.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
But so the funniest thing about this situation was the mom had a bag of toy, like, pool toys for her kid, and this other little kid just kept going in her bag and taking the toy.
Oh, see, that don't fuck with.
Right. So, but under her breath, it was the funniest thing. The mom was like, "This motherfucker, stop taking my toys," and, like, and then she'd bring the toy back. And then the kid would, like, go and, like, and where's the mother of the kid
that's
the toy?
Okay, you can come play with my toys.
I was watching the whole thing.
But where's
like,
your mom?
Right. And
if the mom came over and was like, "Hey, I forgot pool toys. Do you care to play?"
It was a grandma that wasn't really paying attention. I was watching the whole thing, and, like, I was laughing because in that scenario, I would probably act the same way. Because the mom was trying to be nice, like, "Okay, honey, like, you can take it, but, like, don't go in my bag." Like, that's, like, personal space.
They're like, "Don't go in my bag."
Right. But the kid just kept going in the bag, taking the toy.
So what hill is this? Sharing?
This is, will you die on the hill of, like, if your kid has a toy, do they have to share it?
Yes.
They have teaching sharing is good.
Yeah, but not.
Sharing is good.
In a situation like that, like, there was no asking. It was just kind of taking.
Right.
Like, that
right.
doesn't need to be shared. But I'm saying, like, if you're with another kid,
toys. I always tell Rocco, like, if he's bringing a toy into your house and, like, Gio wants that dinosaur too, like, you're sharing, you have to share because, like,
if he's bringing,
it's like a tease. It's like
right.
you're bringing a new toy into someone
right,
else's house.
Right.
Like, you have to expect
going
in.
Oh, I thought it
in.
Would be the opposite.
No, you have to, that's, like, not sharing.
No, I thought you would say, like, if you bring your own toy, you don't have to share it.
Oh, well, I mean, you can think that way, but I don't.
No, I don't, but I'm saying, like, that's how my mind would go.
Oh, no, well, because
I would
just
never
like,
bring my own, I would bring my a toy to share with others into a house.
Right,
though.
But like if your kid has like an emotional support dinosaur that he's bringing everywhere, right? And I'm like, okay, if you don't want to share your toy, leave it in the car. That's
okay,
the hill
okay,
I,
okay.
That's the
a good
hill I
hill.
Die on.
Yeah,
if you
understood.
Don't want to share, bring it in the car. If it's going out in the public, you're gonna have to share
it
because that's just like
and
kind
then
of how life
not
works.
Want to bring it.
Right.
That's a good way to, like, not have them bring.
And my kids don't.
Gio's in
They'll
the stage
stay,
where he walks out
right.
with 10 toys like
this. No, they will keep their toys in the car if they don't want to share.
And none of them do.
No.
Gio walks out with 10 toys. No joke. I'm like, yeah. It's just a phase. He's like that kid where, like, you ever see, like, a video of, like, someone walking out or, like, taking weird things out of their fridge, like a plant?
Yes.
He's that kid that walks out of the, like, with, like, a large plant. I'm like, you're not bringing that.
There was nothing. No one was weirder than Baby Joey. We called them his little, what do we call them? Shit, I forgot. We made a name for it. His croaches? Croaches. We just made his little croaches. He'd have a toothbrush, like his emotional sport. Toothbrush.
Gio does it too. Is that a thing?
Spoon. Any weird thing, and he'd have it, and he'd get little like bags, like purses.
But it wouldn't be the same.
And he would keep them in there.
But it wouldn't be the same.
No, Joey would have like specific items.
No, like my son brings like different four items every time. No,
kids are weird.
Like, and then I'll be like, okay, we're leaving. He'll be like, and he'll have to walk out. He's so weird. That's a hill. I want to die.
I did die on this hill, but I fell off it because
my kids... You fell off? Are you alive now?
Yeah, I'm alive, but, like, I wanted to die on the hill of no slime in the house because slime is the worst. Slime is the enemy.
Play-Doh.
Slime and Play-Doh. People think Play-Doh isn't that bad, but Play-Doh is so bad.
Play-Doh is so bad. Especially... It's stuck in my rug.
You know when Play-Doh's so bad? When it's stuck in the wicker furniture at your mother-in-law's house.
You gotta get a knife. You gotta, like, it's carve it out.
Stuck.
Play-Doh, chalk, unless it's outside, and
wet. You know what's really slime. Annoying? Wet chalk. Because it turns into, like, paint.
Yeah, it turns into paint.
Yeah, and it's just terrible.
I mean, anything like that.
And
like, I don't
stickers that are not puffy stickers. Non-puffy stickers I love.
Because you can get them up.
You can get them up.
Non-puffy stickers. They're everywhere.
Forget about it.
I found one, like, underneath a chair.
I have been scraping non-puffy stickers to get off, and you know what? Goo Gone. Have you heard of Goo Gone?
Yeah.
So Goo Gone works.
Yeah.
But it is...
Or
stickers,
water and soap.
Yeah, hot water. Or ice. I think it's one or the other. Not sure.
I am dying on that hill also.
Yeah. What about the hill of cutting your kids like grapes forever?
Oh, yeah. Hill. Dying.
I'm dying on it.
I'm so deceased on that hill. It's insane.
I know. Some moms are like, I'm done cutting grapes, but I'm not.
I'm not.
I will send my seventh grader to school cutting grapes.
Yeah. Like... I could choke on a grape. I think my mom choked on a grape.
No, I know.
Recently.
Hot dogs and grapes, people.
Cut your hot dogs in pieces.
Oh, yeah. Except my kids like to hold the hot dog now.
Well, now Gio likes to hold just the hot dog like this.
Yeah.
Is like that a safe?
Wiener. Yeah. I mean, it looks unsafe.
I know. And gross. I hate hot dogs.
Yeah, I do not like hot dogs either. My kids love them, though.
I mean, yeah, all kids love hot dogs.
I will die. I can't believe this wasn't the first thing I said.
Wait, I love this next hill. Go.
I will die on the hill of never, ever, ever waking a sleeping baby.
Oh, ever. My God. Dying.
Like,
dead.
I don't care.
Never waking up again. Don't speak to me. Eyes are closed. I am not going to wake if you shake me.
Like, it's so funny. And I look back because I did it.
I have never done it.
I didn't. But, like, I've seen my girlfriends.
For a flight, maybe.
Like, if you have to.
Yeah.
Like, if we got to go
a fire's in the house.
Yes. Like, if there's
even
a fire.
Even then, I don't think I would wake him.
I will
leave him there.
No, but it is such a hill. Like,
my God. If someone says it, I'm like, do not wake.
Don't.
Like, sometimes, like, people be like, who said it the other day?
Don't do it.
I think I was somewhere and someone was like, should we just wake
your sister-in-law, maybe?
I think it was Steph.
Yeah. I mean, don't wake them. Just
was
don't.
It Steph? I don't know
just
who it was. Don't ever wake a sleeping baby.
I mean,
someone said it to me. I think someone said it to me. I don't think it was anybody.
I mean, I will go so much so where, like, if Rocco's sleeping and it's like he's literally been sleeping since 2 p.m. and he's sleeping until 6:30, I will still not wake him.
Wait, so this it was me.
I will deal with the consequences at 9 p.m. later that night, but right now in the moment, let them sleep.
Wait, so we got home from the boat. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors were over, mm-hmm. Molly and James, and it was towards me. And Gio fell asleep on the boat, and he never transfers.
Oh, and
transferred to the room at like 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Was still asleep by like 6.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like 5:30, and everyone was like, "You need to wake him up. Like, he needs to eat dinner. He needs to."
No.
Died on the hill.
Died on the hill.
I 10 toes down. I was like, I am not waking him up.
Yes.
Not waking him up.
The other day, Rocco fell asleep. It was a 12-minute car ride to the club. Okay, we're going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah. He fell asleep at
the club. He fell asleep in the car, and I was like, fuck, like, this is going to be hell because he's going to wake up when I pick him up to go into the restaurant. And I picked him up. He stayed asleep on my shoulder. We get to, this is our fancy golf club place.
Country club.
We laid out three chairs. I made a little bed for him.
I saw.
He laid on the chair, didn't
slept the whole time.
Slept the entire time.
You don't care that he didn't eat. Turned nothing. Over,
didn't care.
He won't eat. That he, when he wakes up, he won't eat either.
No. The kid's not eating.
No.
Starving.
Gio's in the stage where he doesn't eat, but now he knows his belly hurts if he doesn't eat.
So then he's hungry.
So he'll be like, Mommy, my belly hurts. So like the first couple times it happened, I'm like, oh my God, he must like not feel good.
Right.
But no, then he's like, that's the day I gave him Annie Ann's. He ate every piece. Yeah. You know how
just
big
that.
Give
him good food.
He ate all the Annie Ann's. I'm like, honey, you're just hungry. Your belly doesn't hurt. Oh,
I can't handle if a kid says they're hungry. Because it's like, that's like a need. You
need
to
eat. You need.
Like, okay,
that's
you're
why
hungry.
I have snacks. I have snacks at all times of the day.
Yeah. That's
my son wakes up and is like, I was like, what do you want for breakfast, babe? And he'll be like, snacks. I'm like, you're not getting snacks for breakfast. I think I like created a monster.
Yeah.
Because I just always get snacks.
You know what? It's so many kids, though. I was with my nieces and nephews over the weekend. And
just want
they're just snack queens.
And that's it.
And kings. It's all they want.
And that's that.
And they're fine.
And that's a hill I'll die on,
we're
too,
thriving.
Snacks.
Yeah.
And not feeding my kid if they're sleeping.
Yeah, no.
Never waking up. I never even woke him up when he was an infant and needed to be fed.
No, I mean, can't. About this hill?
Tell me.
You're just asking. I'll never let my kids eat in the car.
Oh, that hill has fucking got knocked down, built back up, knocked down again.
Joe.
I think I had to switch car seats at one point.
Yeah, Joe would die on that hill, but not in my
car.
Does
he let you eat when
you're
together?
Well, I mean, if we're driving my truck, we're eating in the truck. We are fucking having picnics in my truck.
Oh, my God.
I will have car picnics.
Literal picnics.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, that's an activity. Do you want to have a car picnic?
Sometimes I have things that, like, literally shouldn't be eaten in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still stained on my seats.
I will die on that hill.
I used to feed bottles in the car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm dead on that hill like you can't imagine. I dropped dead on that hill.
Yes. What other hills?
I used to die on a hill of always putting the cover on my shopping cart.
Oh.
That hill doesn't exist.
Oh, wait. So you don't do it anymore?
No.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
I will clean it if I can, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I never owned one, but I envy the people that actually put them on.
I don't have time. I have no time to put it on. It's like the time is ticking for us to get in Target and get out. I mean, he wants to walk anyway, which is terrible. That's why I can't go anywhere, because he just wants to walk.
Wait, so that's the most annoying thing. So I would die on the hill of like, I will.
They have to be in a stroller?
They have to be in a cart. No, if you're with me, you're in a fucking cart.
Oh, my God.
But now, like.
He stands in the car.
Yeah, and like. Honestly, sometimes it's easier to have him out of the cart now. Well, I rarely take all three to the food store. But if
Joey
I do,
walks, Vienna walks.
Joey walking. Has to walk. Vienna will sit in a cart. Like, Vienna will do whatever I say.
Yeah.
But the most annoying thing that happens now is when I take Rocco to the food store and he needs that car cart. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that little tyke red and yellow car.
Yeah.
So I have him in that. And then it's a giant actual food cart.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, he doesn't even want to ride the car.
I know. You have this big fucking tunkla.
So I have this tunkla that I am pushing. And do you know how hard it is when you get to the aisle to get the groceries out to put it in when you have a car and then a car?
Yeah, I know.
So I am literally doing acrobats.
Acrobats like this.
To get the food onto the conveyor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate that.
Hate
we'll
that.
Die on it. We'll never get that car cart again.
Wait, I'm so happy that Whole Foods doesn't have those.
Yes. No. It's fucking terrible.
My son doesn't experience shit.
Yeah, no, that is.
Oh,
doesn't
my God.
Whole Foods have like those mini, like.
I don't know, but I don't know.
Or is that Trader Joe's?
It's Trader Joe's.
Oh, it's so cute. Those
it
are cute. When the kid actually can like shop
and they
next
can sit,
to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a little mini cart.
But they also have the ones where they can both sit.
Sit? Oh, Target,
like, they can, like,
Target
drive
has
a
four one.
I know.
We do that, but they're so hard to push.
It's Target. Target carts are so heavy.
No, they're so
can
heavy.
Can we ask why?
They are so heavy.
Alone.
Especially the ones, so if you have three kids and they're still sitting in carts, you have the two in the actual seats and then you have the two here so they're like facing each other and you're pushing and then you still have the actual cart and then you're loading the shit on and then you're
down
the aisles 500 pounds in.
Can't be down the aisle.
Insane.
No, I'm dying on that hill.
Yeah.
Whatever hill that is.
Don't know.
What other hill? I'm going to ask chat.
Ask chat.
Since you know me so well, what hill would I die on? And I'm not talking about an actual hill. I'm talking about metaphorically. What hill will I die on? Let me give you an example. I don't allow shoes in my house. So that's a hill I will die on. I will not allow shoes in my house. Tell me what you think another hill I will die on is.
Is it going to read it?
I'm not reading it. It's crazy.
I don't know how you talk to you. Like, I want to. How do you do that?
I always talk to my phone. Let's go chat. Huh? Okay, chat said, okay, this is actually fun because I feel like I know you and your personality well. I think your hills are less about being right and more about things that just make sense to you. Shoes not being in the house, end of discussion. If you say you're coming, come. Last minute cancellations drive you nuts.
Yes.
Dying on that hill.
Yes.
If you support someone, actually support them. Don't watch every story. Never like or comment, share. You talk about this a lot. Dying on this hill. A good outfit can completely change your mood. Dying on that hill. Mm. If you're bringing food to someone's house, don't show up empty-handed. Mm. Dying on that. That's weird. I've never talked about this with chat.
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, I've never physically said, like, people don't support me to chat.
Chat is insane. Chat knows you.
Text me back, even if it's just, I'll answer later. Dying on that hill. Mm. You don't need a Pinterest perfect birthday party to be a good mom. Dying on that hill.
Okay.
Being 5 minutes early is on time. Dying on that hill, but I don't die on that hill because I'm always late.
You're always late.
Yeah.
I will die on the hill of always
a clean kitchen early. Before bed. Dying on that hill.
Yeah.
I actually created that hill. I lived on it and I died on it.
So I...
Always. I never go upstairs without a clean kitchen.
No, that's an amazing hill to be on.
An amazing hill.
I've done it and I like strive to do it.
Okay. Lastly, people need to say what they mean instead of expecting others to read their minds. Dying on that hill. Kindness costs nothing. Dying on that hill. If your toddler is happy, fed, and loved, you're doing enough. Dying on that hill.
Some parents, the hills that, like, bring it back to real motherhood, die on. How, like, bedtime is sacred. And, like, if you are anywhere, like, you have to leave the party to get home to bedtime.
Oh, no, I'm not dying on that hill.
No, me neither.
Me and my sister-in-law just talked about this.
Yeah.
And right now they're in the 9-month stage, so like I was very strict on my schedule too, and so is she. Which like if they don't nap,
they'll look back, Ellen.
Yeah, they'll look back. No, but if they don't nap, like at that time I was like, if she doesn't nap right now,
yeah,
she's never going to sleep.
Right.
I died on that hill back then. Now I'm like, if she doesn't nap, like it's gonna be a shit show either way. So like whatever.
I think it just depends on the age of the kid. And like,
yeah. What are we talking about?
Just, like, leaving somewhere to get home to bedtime.
But she was like, I will never leave a party to go put her down for a nap. But people die on that hill.
People that die on that hill.
Oh, my God. It is the most – and it's annoying for me, even though I have nothing to do with you. I'm like, you're annoying me. Stop dying on that hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like trying to make plans when, like, a parent is, like, really adamant on their kid napping during the day.
How
can I make a plan with you if one of your kids needs to nap at 1 o'clock, your kids needs to nap at 9?
Are you speaking to me? Because that's kind of me. No, I'm like that because of me. Like, I'm like... Because
you get that time.
Yes, 100%. Today I need him to nap.
Right.
Not because he needs to nap. I'm never like, he needs to nap. It's like because I need him to nap.
No, 100%.
I'll say, I need him to nap.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, you would rather be the crazy mom who asked too many questions than the mom who ignored your gut feeling.
Okay.
I would die on
that
hill.
That's a good hill.
If one of your kids says that they are uncomfortable around someone, you don't need a second reason. You're going
to
leave
the party. Wait, has that happened to you?
No, but that's what it says. No, my kids are not. Oh, my God. If my kids told me that a person made them uncomfortable, I'd be like, I'm calling the police.
I would confront them.
Yes. My kids have had independence when it stops giving me anxiety. What does that even mean?
Chat does not know you
no.
well.
No. My chat doesn't think I die on any hills.
No.
Wait, I'm going to ask like.
Chat knows I die on so many hills.
Chat said weird shit.
So we die on a lot of hills. I would love to hear what hills people die on. Like, this is the type of conversation I want to spark in people.
Yeah.
What hill do you die on?
Yeah, and I want you to comment.
Like, something crazy. Because when you're sitting here talking, you can't think of all the things.
And
we're talking about, like, the general things.
We talked about some good ones.
Yeah, we did. Like, specific to us. But, like, I would love to hear. Because I would be like, oh, my God, me too.
Yeah.
Or no.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to think of, like, a crazy one.
I'm dying to hear that.
Oh, you know what, Flynn? I will die. You're not going to agree with this. I will die on the hill of, I will put my kid in a onesie zip up till as long as they will let me.
I do not die on that hill. I hate that hill.
I love.
Your son's going to be 6. He shouldn't be wearing a onesie. Gio hasn't worn a onesie since he's 10 months.
I know. And you,
10 months.
But your reason, like, because it's you think it's easier to put on. They're like not a baby anymore.
I think it's like
I think it's I mean, adult people. There's adult onesies.
Fur babies. Those fur babies you talked about in last episode. They're wearing onesies.
It's true.
Your son's gonna be a cat.
Don't say that.
Well, stop putting him in a onesie.
Okay. To be fair, she's talking about Rocco, not Joey, and he's two.
Joey has worn a onesie lately. I've seen it.
I mean, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
For sure. The pretzels are in viewers. The building. Show the viewers. Show them my
Thank
tampons.
Thank you. I just ordered DoorDash salt and vinegar chips. A whole tub of sourdough pretzels.
Those are the pretzels you pick?
Yeah, sourdough. Your energy drink?
Thank you.
Oh, athletic. And your tampons. Okay, well, I'm going to go eat my sourdough pretzels. I hope you don't die on any hills. We love you. We're clocking out. Bye.